Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys. Quite a quick lineup we have today. Jack Klugman was on before talking about his play, The Value of Names. Danny Meyer is coming up after the news. He's got a new book out called Setting the Table, The Transforming Power of Hospitality in Business. He's one of the nation's preeminent restaurateurs, and I can't wait to talk to him.
Probably my favorite restaurants in the world are Danny Meyer restaurants.
And they're all, and we have a lot of friends who work for Danny Meyer or have worked for Danny Meyer. And he's, they're all nice. They're some of the nicest people around. But he really has a very, all his restaurants are very different concepts, but the idea of hospitality is the same, which is why this book is valuable. I will tell you, this is one of the most valuable books I've read on how to run a restaurant, along with Charlie Trotter's book. I think this is right up there, and you should pick it up. He talks a lot about hospitality, and hospitality is something that's universal in any business. And he talks about being hospitable to his employees. But there are ways of doing things that make people feel cared about. And I think that whether it's in politics or business, if the people you're interacting with feel that you care about them, then they tend to care about you back.
Well, it's also a real team concept, a real loyalty concept. And, you know, we're in a world today, when our parents worked and lived their lives, you know, you worked 20, 25 years for the same company and there was lots of loyalty and you stayed with the same organization forever and you built up your pension and the expectations were that you would stay with a company.
Right.
Whereas now I think the expectations are that you leave a company. That's the expectation. The expectation is, certainly in our industry, that you're staying for a couple of years and then you're going.
Everybody that I know, when they get to be in their mid-30s and still in the restaurant business, they want to get into Danny Meyer's organization because it's the kind of thing where, you know, there's a lot of respect there and there's a value of long-term relationships. And it's funny because there's a synergy there, and that's what we desperately try to do is when we get people who are open to having a long-term relationship with us, like our sommelier, like our maitre d', like, you know, these relationships that go on for years and years are the best relationships if you find the key people. And it's not just the key people. You got to make a home for people. And and Danny Meyer really talks about that in this book. And there are lessons that don't just apply to the restaurant industry. They don't just apply to business. There are lessons, I think, that apply across the board, politics, personal relationships. We'll be talking with Danny Meyer after the news on The Restaurant Guys. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450, time 11:30.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with The Restaurant Guys. Call them now at 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal here with Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi restaurants in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to us every day from 11 to noon. Reach us through restaurantguysradio.com or download our podcast on iTunes.
Our guest in the first half of today's show was Jack Klugman, and now we're switching back to restaurants. Our guest is Danny Meyer. He is the co-author of the Union Square Cafe Cookbook and Second Helpings from the Union Square Cafe. He runs 11 top New York establishments, from Union Square Cafe to Gramercy Tavern to 11 Madison Park. These restaurants are some of our favorite restaurants in Manhattan. And his new book is Setting the Table, The Transforming Power of Hospitality in Business.
Danny Meyer, welcome to the show.
Danny, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
We got you now. Sometimes we miss that first one in.
What you didn't hear me say was thank you for having me.
Oh, please. Actually, you know, it's funny.
It is all about hospitality with you, isn't it?
It better be.
I have to. Your book is really, really terrific. But before we get into the book, I do want to say, and this is no joke, Gramercy Tavern, I like a lot of your restaurants, and we have many friends that work for you, and they say great things.
There's no restaurant that you have that I don't like.
But Gramercy Tavern is where I meet all of my friends from out of town, when they first arrive or right before they get back on their plane. It's like very much an important restaurant to us. Great place.
Well, that's a great compliment, because I know that when I travel there to any city, there's often these restaurants in a certain town that just are always my first stop off the airplane, or my first stop or my last stop before I fly back. And that's always a special place, and I appreciate that Gramercy does that for you.
Well, it certainly does. Let's talk about your book. We talked in recently, just yesterday, we talked with Charlie Palmer about his organization. And Charlie Trotter has written extensively about his organization, and we had him on the show, and we talked with him as well. And now I read this book from cover to cover in a sitting. You talk about hospitality, and you talk about principles, it seems to me, that don't just apply to the restaurant business. Is that your idea?
I think you're right, and I've learned that, actually. In the last 5 weeks, HarperCollins, my publisher, has sent me on a pretty impressive tour around the country, and I've spent time with everything from Rotary clubs to business clubs to the employees of Starbucks and Amazon.com. And what I'm getting from people is that well beyond the business of food, there are a lot of people who have enjoyed reading the book because they like reading food literature. They want to see a different point of view about restaurants because they love restaurants. But there's a huge number of people who are literally writing me every day, or I'm meeting them in cities across the country, who are not from our business. It could be someone in the hospital business, or somebody who's a lawyer, somebody who's a teacher, somebody who's a dietitian, someone who's an artist, who have said these are life lessons that apply well beyond the restaurant world. And that's been a very happy surprise for me.
Well, you know, at first glance, you think it's a service book, which indeed, of course, it is. But some of the most important people in my organization that I've already given the book to, I think, are my chefs and my sous chefs. And I said, listen, required reading. You must read this book because I want you to understand exactly what the organization is trying to do. I want you to understand, you know, how we want things done and why I make the choices I make.
Do you think, Danny, that that one of the things we always say, one of the things I like about our business, we've been doing this since 92. And when we started, we were the 26-year-old owners. As you, when you first started, were 26 or 27 when you started. And it's funny, we were the same age as the rest of our staff. Well, it seems as though they keep getting younger.
Yes, they do.
But one of the things that's interesting that we've really come to enjoy in the last 15 years of doing this is I have a number of friends who used to work for us. And they'll work – many people actually have stayed with us for a long time, and it's about building long-term relationships. But many we're in a university town. We're very blessed. Outside of a major city, you want to be in a university town, Rutgers University, mm-hmm. 40,000 students. So I can pick the best and the brightest.
100% of whom were on the court yesterday.
Yes, they were. 100% big day for Rutgers.
Plus the occasional restaurant guy. If you notice, I'm a little hoarse today, you know why.
By the way, Mark went to the game, and those of us who had to work were all huddled in the office. The last customers left right before that last end of the game, and we're all in the office hugging each other. And what's funny is they said at one point, there's a fan on the field, and the state police have tackled him, and the sommelier said, and his name is Mark Pascal from the Restaurant Guys radio show. But it really wasn't Mark. But one of the things that's become really interesting, you talked about life lessons. One of the things we really enjoy is we meet a lot of people at 19 who then go on and find another job. The good ones stay with us for at least 3 or 4 years. But to be in someone's life at that critical juncture of their life when they become a full-on adult, you know. There are so many life lessons that they learn, hopefully, working in our organization. We have the conversation with people a lot. We say, you know, this is a life lesson. This is why we want to do this differently in the restaurant from now on. But think about your relationships with people. Do you think the restaurant industry provides maybe a more intense venue in which to teach these life lessons?
Well, I think you're hitting on something really important right now. You know, we're in an era where, obviously, for many, many years, we've not had a draft. And you may wonder where the heck I'm going with this, a military
I'm
draft.
I'm not.
But, you know, for so many generations, when there was a draft in this country, Americans, particularly men at that point, were required to do service for their country. And clearly, the sacrifice of putting your own needs aside for the purpose of doing something for a larger good was pretty much inculcated in our society. And today, I'm of the mind that that restaurants are, which are the largest employer in the country outside of the government, restaurants can be at their best a really wonderful, life-changing service experience for young Americans or any age Americans, truly, who are coming to work each day, working incredibly hard and putting their own ego to the side for the purpose of providing hospitality for others. And I'm so proud of what our industry does. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons that I finally found myself motivated to spend time I really didn't have to write this book was that I was increasingly frustrated and almost angry with the way our industry was being portrayed, whether it's on reality TV shows or some of the books that have come out recently that make our industry seem like a bunch of, you know, drug-doing, cursing, knife-throwing, angry people. And that's not been my experience. I know an industry that employs really amazing human beings who care for other people, not only in their restaurants, but also incredibly generously in their communities.
I think you hit on a good point there, and the point is that there are, yes, there are people who fall into the restaurant business because they have an alternative lifestyle, but there are also this faction of people that's growing, and I think it's growing very fast and now becoming a larger segment of the marketplace than the other segment, which is professionals, which are people who treat this business as I believe it should be treated and as a profession.
One of the things that I think is interesting, I wonder if you agree, I believe that there is a certain cadre of people, many of our friends who are restaurant people, who could probably make more money doing something else. I'm not talking necessarily about restaurant owners, but even some restaurant owners, but chefs, maitre d's, bartenders, if they worked as many hours and as hard in another field, being as smart as they are, they could make more money. But there's something about owning your job and doing something at the end of the night that you can point to, and there's something creative in this. Do you think there's an element of that, Danny?
Absolutely, and I think that when you look at the types of compensation that people get from this business, sure, there's no one who takes any job without the base reason that they need to make a living. And so obviously dollars and cents play a role, but when you look at the entire compensation, the people who are the best in the hospitality world are the people who actually derive pleasure from the process of delivering pleasure. And it's almost, you know, the biggest compliment that we get in our restaurants is, you know, I love the food, but it's the people that really made me feel great.
And it's the people.
And these are the kind of people that actually energize themselves by delivering hospitality.
We're going to talk more with Danny Meyer in just a moment about how you energize people in your organization, and that's whether you own a restaurant or not. So whether you want an insight into how restaurants work, or maybe you want some life insights into how your own business or your personal life can work, you should read Setting the Table, The Transforming Power in the Hospitality Business by Danny Meyer, and we'll be talking more with him in just a moment. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450, time is 11:45.
Economy Paper and Restaurant Supply Company is the oldest dealership in New Jersey. They've been equipping and supplying restaurants since 1932, and they know that to make great food, you need great equipment. You need equipment that doesn't break down, and you can't pay too much for it. Whether you need an emergency replacement or a wholesale kitchen renovation, Economy's knowledge, experience, and integrity are indispensable. Economy Paper and Restaurant Supply is a recognized dealer for all major brands, and they specialize in custom fabrication and ventilation. At Economy, they've got all the tools you need to get the job done, all in one place, all priced right, and delivered to your door. Economy is the only dealer in New Jersey that's been approved for on-site demonstrations of the Rational Combi Oven. The Rational Combi Oven is an innovative combination of convection and adjustable steam oven. It's a powerful and versatile tool in your kitchen's arsenal. They also supply competitively priced paper products and all the non-food supplies every restaurant needs. You can visit the Economy Demo Kitchen on Broad Street in Clifton, New Jersey. You can also visit economysupply.com, then call them at 973-279-5500. That's 973-279-5500.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis of Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in downtown New Brunswick, New Jersey. Our guest today is one of America's preeminent restaurateurs, Danny Meyer, and we're talking about his new book, Setting the Table, The Transforming Power in the of the Hospitality Business. No, I got that wrong. The Transforming Power of Hospitality in the Hospitality Business.
So, Danny, I just need to tell you, one of the greatest compliments that I get in my restaurant once in a while are, hey, this place reminds me of Union Square Cafe, or this place reminds me of Gramercy Tavern. And that is one of the best compliments that I can get.
Sounds like I need to pay you a visit.
I'm in. Now, one of the things that I was struck after reading this book is it should be entitled maybe either The Power of Nice or The Power of Loyalty. because those being nice and being loyal are two issues that, that really run through this whole book.
Well, somebody already got the title, The Power of Nice, so that was out.
Did they really?
I believe so. I think so. There's no question, though, that at the end of the day, there is so much excellence out there today, and we're lucky about that. I don't think we've ever been in an era where there are more good chefs than there are today. And, you know, no matter what, let's say you're looking for an architect, there are more good architects. Let's say you're looking for a dry cleaner. Every dry cleaner has the same equipment. They all know how to dry clean your suit. And I think what people are craving more than anything when they exchange money for a product is how you treat them.
Mm-hmm.
And you call it nice. I call it hospitality. And I take it a step further because I believe that everybody thinks they're looking for more service. They're not looking for more service. Service only says, you know, for the dry cleaner, did they actually honor their commitment when they said they'd have your shirt ready by next Thursday? If they do, then the service is good. That's not why you pick one dry cleaner over the other, because they can all do that now. You pick one dry cleaner over another, you pick one barber, you pick one coffee place, one restaurant, because of the feeling that that business is on your side. And the way that I define hospitality is that simple, which is, do I feel like they were on my side or not? And that's a universal need, and that's also a universal opportunity for any organization whatsoever.
Now, just to get into your book a little further, to take this concept a little further, one of the things that I think that you articulate very well, and hopefully we have tried to embody in our restaurants and our business ventures in the past, but maybe we never saw it articulated before, but Mark and I both had the same reaction. We said, yes, that's exactly it, is you say, and I think a lot of people will find this shocking, you say, You need to use the idea of hospitality, and you need to put your employees first.
Yeah, you know, for years, there were a number of things when I sat down to write Setting the Table that, and I just want to back up if I can for 1 second.
Sure.
I appreciate what you just said, which is that a lot of your reactions were, yeah, that's it. I've had that exact same reaction from people, which is that the book does not necessarily teach them anything they didn't know already. What it's done, and I did this selfishly for myself, is to provide language so that when you read a certain way I put it, you go, yeah, that's what I've been feeling. That's what I've been trying to say. And so the goal of this was to help me actually be more intentional about the things that had always been intuitive. So one of the things that had occurred to me for years was that why does everyone keep telling me the customer's always right when I know that they're not always right? And whoever wrote the rule that the best way to get the most customer satisfaction was to put the customer first, we've actually found that the degree to which you extend hospitality to your own team and require that your team members extend hospitality to one another is a much greater predictor for how well your team will treat your guests than if you go in there telling your team, oh, the customer comes first, and you try to beat them into taking great care of your customers. They've got to be thrilled to come to work before they're going to give that hospitality to your customers.
Well, and you know, the thing is, the book is great, but I want to tell you that Karen King was a friend of ours who worked for you for a long time. Corey Hill's a day bartender at one of your places at 11 Madison Park. Paul Greco has his own restaurant now, worked for you for a long time.
How do you know everybody?
Yeah, well, these are all people who worked for Danny in different organizations. Plus, we have other friends who work for Danny.
Val Simi.
Val Simi and Jim Meehan at your bar at Gramercy. This is how the organization actually runs. I think a lot of people look at these people who are public speakers, and they're just that, public speakers. Danny Meyer built an organization using these principles, and now he's put it in a book. And I think that's pretty interesting.
And I was trying to figure out what was working. You know, one of the first things I recognize is I'm not a public speaker. I'm not one of these business book authors who observes other companies and then tries to draw conclusions and then writes about it. I was trying to figure out, look, you guys know this as well as anybody. We're in a business with a huge mortality rate, and there's a huge competition. There's 18,000 restaurants in New York alone. Somehow, we must be doing something right if five of our restaurants are on the top 18 of the most popular in the Zagat survey, and the older they get, the more popular they get. Gramercy Tavern, Union Square Cafe have been 1 and 2 for the last decade or so, I was just trying to sit down and try to figure out what we were doing so right. You know, I'm expert at figuring out what we do wrong every day, and I wanted to figure it out. So that's why I wrote the book. And so the conclusions that I drew are not theory. They are, in fact, what we are doing. But then the magic of this was that I realized this applies to everything. You know, you can go to the doctor's office, and it's not just can the guy cure your cold, it's how does he make you feel? How does the receptionist at the doctor's office make you feel?
And some of that just can't be taught.
And we're going to talk about specific examples of how this works. We'll give some, and I'll ask you for some as well, Danny. In just a moment, we'll take a short break. We'll come right back talking with Danny Meyer, author of Setting the Table, The Transforming Power of Hospitality in Business. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. Time is 11:55. Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis of Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi. And we're talking today with Danny Meyer and about his new book, Setting the Table.
You know, Danny, people for years have looked at me like I'm crazy because in order to hire a bus person or the expression we use, the server assistant, they go through four interviews, including a trail. And, you know, because it's very important to hire the right kind of people, you actually put people through even more rigors than that in order to make sure you get the right kind of people. I'm going to ask you, how important is it to hire the right kind of people, or are you spending more time just making sure they're trained properly?
Great question. Both. We have two ingredients to our recipe, and it goes like this. It's 49 parts how well someone knows how to do their job, and 51 parts what kind of emotional skills they have that will lead us to believe that they've got a high HQ, or high hospitality quotient. And the reason that the second is 51 parts as opposed to 49 parts is that we know that the excellence of our product, i.e. how delicious the roast chicken is and how well the wine is decanted, etc., the excellence, the performance, is only going to get us to about the 49-yard line because there's just too many other guys who know how to decant a bottle of wine just as well as we do. If we can't do that, or if the chicken's not great, you're definitely not coming back. But I'm not trying to protect myself from you're not coming back. I'm trying to be in business so that you will become a regular. And that's the case no matter what business you're in. I mean,
tell all your friends.
Exactly. And so 51 parts are what kind of emotional skills you have. Now, the tough thing is, or maybe the easy thing is, we're off the hook. We don't know how to teach those. We don't know how to teach somebody how to be empathetic or how to have a great work ethic or how to be optimistic or how to have integrity, the kinds of things that I wrote about in Setting the Table. But we do know how to name them, and we do know how to train you to see them in somebody else. And it takes a lot of discipline for any business that has that's very, very busy, and you know very well that if you're missing a line cook and you've got a busy Friday night coming, the temptation is to just hire someone who knows how to, cook good food.
Danny, I tell you,
that's not enough, though.
It's not, and it's amazing, and I'd love to talk with you more at some time in the future. We want to recommend that people go and buy this book. It's amazing. You can find it on our website, restaurantguysradio.com. Sadly, we have to break for the news. Danny, thanks for being with us today.
Have a great weekend, and thanks for having me, John.
Thanks so much. Good talking to you.
Bye. You as well. Hope you've enjoyed the hour listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Francis Schott.
And I'm Mark Pascal.
We are The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 12 noon.